Monty, that looked pretty brutal at times. Emphasis on physicality?
Well, not really. I'm glad it looked brutal because it was supposed to be our sort of more competitive day, but no, I think they're just ready to sink their teeth into it, to be fair. Today was a day where we introduced stoppage in bigger numbers, which gives them an opportunity to get a bit more combative more than anything. But I think they've trained pretty much like that for a good maybe 2 weeks before Christmas and every day since. So.
Last year there was a sort of a bit of a spotlight on your Holy Trinity, so to speak. This year, have you sort of come to know what Georgiades and Miles are capable of?
Not quite at this point. I think they've all made a great start with Mitch and his collarbone. It put a bit of a speed hump in there more than anything. Great day for him out here today. Got a lot of people excited. I think whenever you get young players in that bring energy, but his point of difference is he marks the ball beautifully, and that's something we've sort of been calling out for. So he had a good day. Miles is a great athlete. I really don't want to sort of get too individual on these guys, but they've made great starts. And that's all we can ask for, because we've seen the impact of those three or four last year, and to a man, they've all come back and worked out what the game's about, and they've been able to build on that great year already in their pre-season. So we can only ask that they're, you know, just as professional as that crew, and I don't see any reason why they wouldn't be.
I know you said you don't want to get too specific individual, but is there anyone who's blown you away, you know, really lifted their fitness or been pumping iron more so, or just has come out and really impressed you?
Look, I think we've got a really good squad that are happy to drive each other. You know, they're happy to, you know, try and get ahead and try and carve out a career for themselves, but they drive each other really hard. We've got a group of guys, again, that we had young guys that really put their best foot forward in terms of testing and their adherence to what are now common sense guidelines through the break, and came back in great nick. And then we've got older players that came back and posted personal bests when they really don't need to in their 14th and 13th years. So we're happy with the way the squad's gone about it. That period now that the AFL and the AFLPA have come up with, where we get 3 weeks break, it's been the best thing, I think, that's happened to the game for both staff and players. But the best thing out of it is we've learned a lot about our players and their common sense and their professionalism. And we came through that in flying colours.
So I guess there's a strong drive away from, you know, the message you and Ken and the coaches are giving. There's that strong, I guess, energy and drive just outside the club.
Well, that's the thing, you know, and it's like on-field performance. We can't stand next to them all the time. We can't go on holidays with them, you know. So if the holiday break and how they dealt with that and how they worked through that and how they pushed is the first indication of how they've handled common sense guidelines and being able to have some inner drive, we've had a huge win early.
Is that a common sense guideline on bicep curls? It looks like Connor's been, as Jay's tweeted this morning, some of the guys look like they've, you know, got some good size.
Yeah, it's a great time of year. Without getting too excited, it's a great time of year to be fit and healthy and get work in. You know, they don't carry any soreness. Yeah, so it's a terrific time of year to train, and if anything, get some size on, get as fit as you can, get feeling as good as you can before the rigours of the 7-day turnaround hit you.
Monty, you said about the 3 week break, the best thing that's happened. Why?
I think that if we get it right in terms of common sense and we get it right in terms of professionalism, and those two things marry up in equal part, I think it's just a great mental freshener for everyone. But also, you know, these guys take an absolute beating, you know, it can be a 26, 27 week season, they get a beating. So a 3 week break is a really good one to replenish a lot of things. From a staff point of view, you can't wait to get in, you know, and that's a good thing too. So early indication, only 2 years in, but we're really happy with it.
So as much mental as physical?
Yeah, very much so, very much so.
Tommy Jones said Robbie Gray had trimmed down a bit. Has that been noticeable and why?
Well, I can't talk for the conditioning guys and their conversations with Rob. He's certainly done a high level of training to this point. Considering I'm only 12 months in, I really don't know Robbie's training history. Did a lot of work at the camp that we were happy with. He's certainly moving better than this time last year. If it's a weight thing and a trim down thing, I'm not aware of it. But we're really happy with where he's at.
Monty,
And Charlie Dixon, obviously, this time last year, he was coming back from serious injury to the right again, moving. Where's he at now compared to 12 months ago, and how excited are you by what he might deliver?
Yeah, well, he's definitely one, and I certainly won't skip over him. Training well, looking healthy, feeling good, up and about, those types of things are great for not only a leader of your club, but a big personality within the four walls as well. Someone like him, and I mean, we got nothing out of him this time last year. He was really up against it. We really struggled with Ollie this time last year due to a whole range of things that were happening, and probably a handful of others. So in terms of our list, you probably would have noticed there were a few missing today, but majority of that is managed weeks, not injury. And last year it was injury.
So what's your hopes for Charlie this year on the field?
We need that competitive beast in the forward line. We don't put a number on it. We certainly don't put expectation around leading goal kicker or being our only target. I mean, he's one of an outfit down there, but we do need a competitive beast in the player that he is. And that's, if he hasn't been able to put that together, there's generally been a reason for it. So every time I've seen a willing and able Charlie Dixon, he's been able to deliver that in spades. So I can't wait, to be honest.
Robbie Gray, I believe, also ran a PB time in the 1Ks that you guys do. How exciting is that? In his 14th season, he's running his best time.
Oh, look, what pushes these guys is that they're looking for success. You know, they don't turn up looking to get themselves looking better, feeling better, you know, from a selfish point of view. People like Robbie, they're such competitive beasts. He wants success. He wants to be here when that success comes around, whether it's this year, next year, or the year after. He'll do anything in his power to make sure he's here and firing. I think Westy was another. Bokey's always at the top of the tree. So we've got leaders here that they live and breathe it. And Rob's one of those.
Tom Jonas is now the sole captain for the first time. How's his transition been from, you know, sharing the role into?
Yeah, I don't think, apart from Tom being mindful of working in with Ollie, I don't think a lot's changed. I think he's the same ruthless competitor that he was last year, even though he hasn't been able to string training sessions together due to his ankle. I don't think we've noticed a hell of a lot of change. He's very concise and forthright, so I don't expect that to change in a hurry.
Is Charlie a bit lighter this year?
Look, I couldn't tell you, to be honest. He's just done more work. I think we judged... Probably all of us judged him a little harshly last year based on probably two SANFL games and only 4 weeks of training leading up to that. So he clearly wasn't the finished product when we rolled him out. And in his defence, he got back out there as quick as he could to fill a need for us. At least he gets a full run at it this year.
And he's really up and about. You spoke about the personality he brings to the clubhouse as well.
He's a big character. Footy clubs are full of big characters, and you need them. Yeah, I mean, he's one of our biggest.
How is Tommy and his ankle, and when do you expect him to get back into full training?
So full training, not too sure, but he'll certainly train next week and do some load. It's an injury that you can try and rush them, you can try and get ahead of them, but history tells you never do. So we'd expect that he'd be back into full training the week after next. But again, I certainly don't want to put a day on it with him, because he'll be tapping me on the shoulder, asking me whether I truly believe that's the day he'll get back. You know, he's pretty driven to get back out there.
Is he had surgery, or is it just like a bit?
No, he hasn't had surgery, so it's just a syndesmosis ankle, which takes time for those two bones to stiffen up and get nice and tight. So it takes time. It's not something, as I said, you can get ahead of too often.
And Jack Watts, how's he progressing?
Yeah, he's going good. Going really well. So like a couple of our other guys, he needs space between his big sessions, and that's simple as that.
How much better does the vibe feel this right now compared to this time last year? Because I guess last year you had some unknown kind of quantities in your young guys. You had a lot of guys injured and kind of time frames that were there, whereas now it kind of feels like you've got some exciting young talent and guys who are kind of coming out, you know, healthy and fit.
Well, that's a good question. What I would say is I found this time last year very exciting. And we were trying some new things. We had new people come in, so the new players. We had new staff come in. We certainly rejuvenated the game plan. So I found this time of year last year very exciting. I think this one now, our real growth is just doing what we planned to do last year better. Understanding, having a deeper understanding of why we do this well, not just do it well. So I don't think you'll see us change a lot. I think you'll, obviously, everyone's seeing us get younger quite quickly. So we'll have our challenges around that, but the enthusiasm will be, again, electric, I'm sure.
Connor Rosie looks like he's gone from a boy into a man just in a few months. How much upside is there to him now with two pre-seasons under his belt?
Yeah, I think it'd be very dangerous to put a ceiling on him. What I do know about him is he's a kid that worked out professional football really quickly. He understands what it takes to go next level. He understands what it takes to compete at the best. He understands what it takes to move from a half forward to a midfielder. So, look, they're pretty rare, those kids that work it out as quickly as that, and he's a pretty special kid.
You'll spend a lot of time in the midfield today and a lot of the drills. Is that where you see him play most of his footy this year?
We just want to make sure it's a viable option. We want to make sure that it's real. If it happens, he's ready. I think you probably won't remember, but he started in the centre square against Collingwood. Look, the intentions were good. Skill set probably not to match at that point in time. So we just want to make sure he's fully equipped.
How's Houston cop the knock and then left the track?
Yeah. I mean, he was probably the only soreness out of today, to be fair. What I would say is he actually went to the next stoppage after getting that. So generally when they're really, really bad, they're out of there as quick as they can. So look, we haven't had time to really get over that one, but it is some type of knee knock, yeah.
So was it a contact or a twist?
Yeah, not sure. In seeing him ice before, he was pretty happy that it wasn't anything significant.
Thanks,
guys.
Thanks.